Shalom, I'm Dr. Yana Sanders, and I'm so thankful to be with you again to share another beautiful word in Hebrew with you. Thank you so much for participating in these daily podcasts from Origins Gate through the program of Wisdom's Edge. I am enjoying, like you are, listening, gaining many pearls of great treasure to add to my understanding in my walk with the Lord. When I was with you last time, we went over a wonderful word in Hebrew. That word was shamati, to hear. Today I have another word, and I'm so grateful to be sharing it with you. It's a word that is jam-packed with meaning beyond what the English gives us understanding to. It's many, many layers within this word. And that's the thing about Hebrew. You may remember, or you may have heard before, that there are 72 layers to every phrase of every sentence in every scripture. Well, then each word has many, many layers. And as some of you have been engaging with the living letters, some of you have even been learning Hebrew. So you are also discovering what is beyond a simple intellectual assent, or beyond what is an intellectual endeavor. We don't want to eat any more from the tree of knowledge. We only want to be fed and receive from and engage with the tree of life. We do that in our ascended state. And as we are in that ascended state, we become more and more comfortable with the thought patterns that are conveyed in heaven without using words. But those thought patterns are conveyed through what we call the Hebrew language. Now, how can that be if the word isn't spoken? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because the letters are living themselves, and they are carrying their own unique frequency. In fact, the word letter in Hebrew means a pulsating, vibrating movement. Very interesting. And so the concepts that are exchanged, the way that the realm of heaven is understood and conveyed, is through the multi-dimensional language of Hebrew, through the thoughts that are conveyed there. But since we are still on earth, we're going to use the words. We're going to engage with each of the letters. Now, as we said and stated in our first podcast with you, we are only interested in engaging with the Paleo-Hebrew. That is a script that was written with hieroglyphics, pictures, if you will. When Israel was captured and dispersed into the world for disobedience in the days before Yeshua was on earth, they were taken into the land of Babylon. And just to review that, it's in Babylon that they came up with the script that you and I today recognize as Hebrew. But before that great period of time, when Israel was in grave sin and for a long time refused to repent and turn back to the Lord, before then, they engaged with the living letters through a pictograph language that was known as Paleo-Hebrew. So you and I are engaging now with Paleo-Hebrew as we come to our word, this podcast. This word, you're going to love it. This word is Yadati. T. The best way we can spell it in English is Y-A-D-A-T-I. Yadati. It means this: I know. But it's not the kind of knowing that we do with our brains. It's the kind of knowing when our thought, our minds, and our hearts come together in perfect unity. And the world breaks open to us. The concept breaks open to us. It's like joining red and blue, and you get a whole spectrum of colors from the joining of red and blue. It's the same thing with this word to know. It doesn't mean that I just have a mental, intellectual comprehension. It means that I have experience with someone or something to such a degree that now there's no separation from us. That whatever it is that I know is now a part of me. That I don't just look at it and sort of understand it, but it is now inside of me, and I have deep, intimate, personal experience. It's the same word in the Word of God that is used in the book called the Song of All Songs, or the Song of Solomon, Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, we call it in Hebrew, because it is the most ultimate song that could ever be written when you read it in the Hebrew language and the metaphorical language that is used to describe a love between Yahweh and his people. The word that we're going to engage with today is Yadati, I know. Well, the first letter there is the letter Yod. Now, let me make a big correction. I've heard a lot of people call this letter Yad. Yad is a hand. Yod is a letter, like the first letter in Yahweh's name, or the first letter in Yeshua's name, or, if you'll permit me, the first letter in my name, Yana. All right, I had to say it. Anyway. It's not a yod. A yod is a hand. It is a yad. Sorry. I just got that backwards. Let's clear that up. It's not a yad. A yad is a hand. It's a yod. Boy, oh boy, I'm glad I caught that. All right. First letter, yod. It means the hand of the divine creator that has set me apart. He has set me up high. He has caused me to be a bright light for the work and the deed and the worship that I will be engaging with and manifesting. Yes. That's what that little bitty, it looks like an apostrophe, but it's not. It is the yod. There's this whole concept of the yod. I call it the power of the yod, because on certain words, you can put that yod at the front of a number of words, and it changes the word from a completed action, a perfect state, which means nothing can be added to it, nothing can be taken from it, to an imperfect state, which means it is eternal. It is ongoing. It never ends. Yahweh, Yeshua, Yadati. Let's go to the next letter, the Dalet. The Dalet, you all know, so many of you engaged with this holy, beautiful letter. It is the open door. It is the side, or the extension. It means to move into an entrance. Well, Ian does a beautiful teaching on Yeshua when he was on the cross, and his side was opened in the shape of a dalet. That was a message to all of us who know that Messiah is the begotten of Yahweh, the pathway, the only pathway of redemption and salvation for humanity, that he himself in his own flesh opened a door for us, an entrance that we can move through, and an extension from Him to the realm of heaven, and for us to come through Him so that we can engage with heaven while living on earth. The Yod and the Dalet are the first two letters in the word Yadati. Now remember, we don't do any vowels in Hebrew. We just do the consonants that make up the word. Now, the consonants are called radicals. I really like that because Hebrew is radical. But in English, they're called consonants. In Hebrew, they're called radicals. All right, let's go to the next letter. It is a tav. Tav. A tav means the mark of belonging, a mark of authenticity. It's the sign of the covenant, which causes a movement within that moves me into the place of purity. Isn't that beautiful? And now there is another yod. Now this is very important. When there are two letters that are the same, it is magnified. It's if you took a great big highlighter and highlighted it or drew a red circle around it. It's the Lord's way of saying, wow, this is important. And this is what I really want you to know and to focus upon. So here's the yod again, the hand of the divine creator that has set me apart, set me on high, caused me to be a bright light for the work and the deed and the worship that I will manifest and be engaged with. So what does the word Yadati, I know, mean? Let's put it all together now. Yadati, to know, means this. The hand of the divine creator that has set me on high and set me apart, caused me to be a bright light so that the work, the deeds, and the worship that I engage and manifest on earth will become an open door, an extension for people to move through, for an entrance that will give to me a mark of belonging. It will cause me to be authentic, that it will be to the world, unseen and seen, a sign of the covenant. It will create within me a mark of purity and cause me to be in the constant state of movement so that the hand of the divine creator can continue to set me high above, set me apart, cause this light to shine even more brightly from me through the works, the deeds, and the worship that I manifest and engage in. This is what it means when you say in Hebrew, Yadati, I know. It's beautiful and powerful. I pray that you will take that word in each of those letters and just engage with them. If you meditate as it is necessary to do, Joshua said, I meditate in your word day and night. David meditated. Every great personality that's been recorded in Devar Elohim, the word of God, they meditated. I like to take these words and I break them down into parts and I meditate. I take the whole word and say, Yadati Adonai. I know you, Lord. Yadati. And then I take the yod. And then I take the dalit. And then I take the tav. I take the yod until that is inside of me. Well, in closing, I would love to read a scripture to you. It's actually one of my most favorite scriptures in the whole Word of God. It's from Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Kol Amar Adonai, thus says the Lord, don't let the wise man boast in their wisdom. Don't let the mighty boast in their might. nor let the wealthy boast in their wealth, but let those who boast, boast in this, that they understand and yadati, and know me, that I am the Lord. I act with steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, says the Lord. Let the person boast who knows me, the Lord says. Well, we want to be able to boast on the inside, to live in the authenticity of the reality that we know Him intimately, personally, on the inside, and therefore we're able to express and manifest Him on the outside through our work, through our actions, and through our worship. Oh, I bless you today that you will grow more and more in your knowing of the Lord, who adores you and loves you with a never-ending love. Shalom and shalom.